Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We all need to be better. That includes you, Menigan. That includes me.
Well, it's the most factual statement going. I need to be better.
We all need to be better.
Offense needs to be better. Coaching needs to be better. Special teams needs to be better. Grounds crew needs to be better. Equipment guys need to be better. Everybody's got to be better.
No, not to make
light
of this.
Janitor may need to be better.
Not to make light of this.
Meredith, perfect as is.
He's right. He's right. And did you see anything out of the offense in the first four games that made you think, yeah, let's keep going? The answer is no. This team scored 16, 17, 13, and 10 points in the first four games. I'm sorry, Joe Flacco, vintage Baltimore Raven Joe Flacco, would have been a terrific quarterback for this team. That guy's way in the rearview mirror. And he had a great five-game stretch here a couple of years ago. I thought it was a bad idea to start him in the first place. And they did. It didn't work. If they have to change starting quarterbacks again, let me make sure I said that properly. If they have to change starting quarterbacks again, it better be Shedeur Sanders. I don't care if he's ready or not, put him out there. If they have to change starters again, it better be Shedeur. I hope they don't, because I hope Dylan Gabriel goes and does the great job. We're going to talk at 11 o'clock. Stephen Vogt is starting Chase DeLauter, who's never played in a major league game, in an elimination game in center field. That's coming up at 11 o'clock.
Buckle in, kid. Good on you. I think you're right in this. I said yesterday I would continue to start Joe Flacco, and my reasons being I didn't want to send Dylan Gabriel out there against a Brian Flores defense.
Yeah, well, they're all good.
I'm not going to, like, you know, even in that moment, I was like, okay, I understand where they're coming from. And if they do this, it makes a level of sense. Like, I'm not going to lose my mind or anything like that because I disagree with it. I would not have done it, but hey, they're professionals. They're paid to do these things. I'm not. It's just, boy, welcome to the NFL, because Brian Flores is really good at what he does. And he's really good at hiding coverages. And he's really good at hiding pass rushes. And while Dylan Gabriel played 6 years of college football, and college football evolved over the time that Dylan Gabriel was there, boy, talk about getting launched right into the bonfire. I mean, good luck to you. You're gonna see a lot of weird stuff.
But guess what?
And you're gonna need to process that.
But guess what?
He's smart. His brain is really good.
That's one of the things I love about him. Joe Flacco has seen a lot of stuff, and they've turned it over six times. Ooh. Six interceptions, two of them not on Joe. It's football.
Agreed.
They've played a lot of football. Go out and play football. You've got a coach that's talking to you, giving you play. Go play, and let's see what we get. Because from the moment they signed Joe, in my estimation, he was not the answer to anything except, hey, who's a veteran presence who might be able to help bring these guys along? And the fact that they started the season with him at quarterback, I thought was a mistake. I would have started Pickett myself. He obviously must have been healthy because the Raiders didn't give him any injury designation. He was ready to be the backup to Geno Smith. So there's that. Now, go ahead and start Dylan Gabriel, and let's see what you get. You and I both think the same thing, and we thought the same thing on draft day.
Clearly, this is the kid you liked. This is the guy you wanted to go after.
That wasn't it.
What was it?
The minute they traded the second pick, their quarterback of the future is coming in next year's draft.
We talk too much.
We do.
We set up too many things. Yeah, we saw the writing on the wall the minute that they traded down in the draft. And at the minute that they moved on from the second overall pick, we're like, okay, this is the rebuilding year. They're trying to get as many picks as they can because they need to get younger and they need to get cheaper. And so this is step one of this. throw him out there. Do you maybe have something? Boy, I hope so, because it would make life a hell of a lot easier if Dylan Gabriel is that dude. I doubt he is. If you ask me right now to lay out the odds, I would tell you I don't think he is the guy. There was a great tweet that was sent out this morning that said, I don't know why these teams pay so much for analytics and all that stuff, because make a quarterback change midweek and see how the odds move in Vegas. If the odds don't move at all, your quarterback probably that you're changing to isn't a whole lot different. The odds did not move for this game.
Devin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Devin, welcome.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Well, Kevin, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I couldn't be better. And I'm going to say it's about freaking time.
Sorry, it says Devin on the screen, Kev. My mistake.
Oh, I've been called worse. Trust me. I've been called much worse. So anyway, it's about time. It's about freaking time. I mean, you guys know my thoughts on the Joe Flacco. I mean, if I ever meet him in downtown, he'll never have to pay for a burger or a beer, and I'll honor his game. He came off the couch. It's been a great story and all that, but as I said a couple weeks ago, this is not the Joe this year that we even had 2 years ago. No. So,
as it turned out, he was not.
The brain's moving faster than the body.
100%. And listen, no, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not trying to criticize Mary Kay. I know she's just reporting what the team, you know, tells her to say. I get all that. She's just
not tells her to say. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she's reporting what the team is saying to her. How about that?
What sources are saying? Go with that. That's a better
right. Sources are saying, but every time she goes with the not pro ready, I'm screaming at my listening device. Are you kidding me? This kid cannot be any more pro ready. You cannot have found anyone who threw more touchdowns in college, started more games, and played against more ranked teams. I mean, and it's not like the kid was playing. He's not even a kid, frankly. He's almost 25. This young man was not playing for South Alcorn State. I mean, he was playing for top-level colleges. And the Buckeye team he beat, half that team's in the NFL now. So I never understood this whole not pro-ready comment ever from when they first started saying it. Because if he's not pro-ready, then there's never going to be anybody coming out of college that will ever be pro-ready. And yet, we see rookies starting games as of game one. So I think the time is great. I think they're doing the right thing, and I say let's go and let's see what we got with this guy.
Kevin, thank you very much.
Here's my thing with it, though. If you are going to start Dylan Gabriel, you need to take the offense that you have currently been running, where you're throwing the ball perpetually, and flush it, because you are going to set your rookie quarterback up to fail if you're going to go, hey, go out there and fling it 45 times a game. Like, that's just not going to work. You need to give him design throws. You need to give him easy throws, and you need to run the ball. And I hope what this also is Kevin Stefanski throwing his hands up and saying, we need to get back to running the ball. We need to get back to setting up play action. And this is the best way that we could do it. It's with this rookie quarterback in here and the precision that he has throwing the ball and the fact that he is slightly more, more than slightly more mobile than Joe Flacco is.
Significantly more.
And more mobile. And I hope this means we start to see more things that require mobility, more moving of the pocket, more quarterback run game, more run pass option, things that are a part of the modern NFL that needs to be in this offense to succeed and isn't dropping back and throwing the ball 45 times a game, because that is a recipe for failure.
Without question. And here's, if you're looking for ammo as to why you should run the ball more, we know how bad the passing numbers are. I mean, we just know that situation. Quinshon Judkins has played in 3 games. He's averaging 4.8 yards a carry and has 2 rushing touchdowns. Everybody else combined this year, and Joe has a couple of those carries, Joe Flacco, 43 carries for 102 yards. That's 2.3 yards per carry. So with Quinshon in there, the offensive line has done a nice job. And Quinshon has done a nice job. And he has scored 2 touchdowns in an offense that doesn't put up points.
Judkins is explosive.
So
he's an explosive runner.
At least for now, give him 20 carries.
Right.
Give him 22 carries. Give him 18 carries. And then, I'm sorry, Dylan Sampson looked like he could play a little bit in that first game when Judkins wasn't there, especially coming out of the backfield. Mix him up. Let's go. Let's give Dylan Gabriel some weapons behind him to work with. You also don't have your number 2 receiver. Cedric Tillman's out, and he's on the injured reserve now. Kevin said yesterday, was it yesterday?
2 days ago.
It was on Monday, right?
2 days ago, Monday, yes.
Yeah, on Monday. And it was the first thing he said about Carter and about Tillman. These injuries we're dealing with weeks. Hmm? All right, weeks means, in this case, 4. at least, because you have to miss four games because you're on the injured on the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The injured list. So you're down one of your better receivers. And I like Cedric Tillman. He's got to play better.
He's got to stay healthy, too.
I'm going Stefanski. Yeah, he does.
And sadly, some of the concussion stuff, he cannot help.
That's been awful.
But he's got to stay healthy.
There's one thing that's working in this offense, and that's running the football. That's the only thing that's working in this offense. So what do? You better go out and try to establish the run. And if you establish the run, great. If you don't establish the run, you know what you need to do? You need to run it some more. You need to run the ball.
That's how you slap the training wheels on a rookie quarterback. Run the ball. Slap the training wheels on him. But give him easy throws and run the ball.
But what else does that do? Hey, wait a minute. This Judkins kid's really good. This is working. And if you're a defensive coordinator, hey, we got to shut this guy down. Let's go. All of a sudden, play action, boom,
exactly.
Somebody gets downfield. You have an open receiver.
Exactly.
Because the defense is overcommitted to stop the run. That can set things up.
Exactly.
It was just one of the silliest things. This is on Tommy Rees and this is on Kevin Stefanski.
Yep.
Why you were throwing the football as much as you were with a team. I'm not just going to say Joe Flacco. With a team that wasn't throwing it well. Is just preposterous.
It is one of the questions that I would love to have answered is why you have not been turning around and handing the ball to the running backs 25 times a game, 30 times a game. Because
Jerome Ford's a competent running back.
Right, and you don't have an explosive offense. You haven't found explosive plays in the pass game. Well, how do you find those in a world where everyone is playing two safeties high up the field to put a dome on top of your offense? You run the ball so those safeties have to creep up. Then you can hit them over the top. That's how this whole offense of the Shanahan, Kubiak, Stefanski offense has been built.
Kevin Stefanski was also asked in his press conference that we just heard here on The Fan, the backup quarterback, who is it? And his answer was Joe Flacco.
I think the big thing for me is we need to all be better. We need to coach better. We need to block better, catch better, run better, all of the above. We need to be better. And I know the quarterback position gets quite a bit of scrutiny. I understand that. But this is about our entire team playing better.
Better. We have to be better.
Right.
That was the idea.
And they think the unknown is going to be better than the known. It officially became that the grass was greener on the other side of the fence, and they've decided to hop the fence. Okay, let's see what this looks like. I hope that the playing in a world with a high ceiling and a low floor means you get closer to the higher ceiling than the size of the floor ceiling that Joe Flacco gave.
And why is Flacco the backup quarterback?
Will Joe slide into the number two role?
Yes.
Why did you decide to make Joe the backup and not Shador?
Yeah, Joe's the backup.
Simple.
Yeah.
Again, if they need to change starting quarterbacks, better be Shador Sanders. It will serve no purpose to roll Joe Flacco out there as a starting quarterback again this season. No purpose at all.
If Dylan Gabriel gets banged up, who would you rather see?
In game?
Yes.
Joe Flacco.
Okay. All right. I agree with you there.
In game, Joe Flacco. You know he's not going to be able to continue as a starter. It should be Shador Sanders. Should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.